Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
And everything at all just feels the same.
We're going to find that this is war, that these people were killing our people by the millions, actually, if you look over a few years. I think last year we lost close to 300,000 people were killed. That's not mentioning all the families. Have you seen what happens with the families of not only the people killed, the people that are trying to get their son or their daughter off of this poison that they've been fed? I think you're going to find that there's a very receptive ear to doing exactly what they're doing, taking out those boats. And very soon we're going to start doing it on land, too, because we know every route. We know every house. We know where they manufacture this crap. We know where they put it all together. And I think you're going to see it very soon on land.
We, the people of the United States,
more perfect.
The third form of our perfect union.
Heritage legal expert Hans von Spakovsky.
Well, it's great to have you back, Hans von Spakovsky. A lot of talk surrounding Pete Hegseth and the Department of War and the strikes on these narco terrorists, these boats that are bringing cocaine into the country. Welcome back. Good to have you here. I want to know your thoughts on is the Department of War in the position to do what they're doing right now?
Well, they're doing it, so they are. You know, I looked up the number just so that folks understand a comparison. During the 8 years of the Obama administration, he ordered almost 1,900 drone strikes that are estimated to have killed over 3,000 individuals, including civilians who were killed when the targets were hit. And these drone strikes did not occur in war zones. They occurred in places like where we were not at war, where countries were not at war: Pakistan, Somalia, Yemen. So, does the president have is he violating any federal law in doing this? Not that I'm aware. Does he have the constitutional authority to do it? That's probably an open question, but prior presidents have been doing it, not just Obama, Bush, Biden. They've all done similar types of drone strikes during their administrations.
Yeah, you know, and I think, too, it seems like the striking of the boats, that's been a problem for some people in the media, often leftists who hate Donald Trump's every waking move. But it seems as though the second strike on the particular boat that had individuals clinging to, I don't know, bags of cocaine or boat pieces or whatever, that they struck it again, that became an extra offense to the people who are being critical of this. Is there an American obligation if you know the president has said this is war? So he's declared, he'd said, this is a war. This is a war on these drug traffickers bringing this poison into our country. Is there an obligation, like if you strike a target, an intended target, is there an obligation to help the people who survive it?
There's no legal obligation. Is there a moral one? I don't know the answer to that. But there's no legal one, just like there were no legal recriminations against Obama, none possible, when civilians were killed when he ordered drone strikes. Look, you can argue about whether this should be done, whether the drug smuggling is a criminal action rather than an act of war, but the president's made that judgment. And the point is that he can't be criminally prosecuted for doing this. Supreme Court has said that in prior cases. And constitutionally, well, the only thing that Congress could do if they object to this is to withhold funding from the military for engaging in these strikes. Otherwise, there's no other steps really they can take on it.
We're speaking with Hans von Spakovsky, the senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. You know, speaking of executive authority, I would like to shift gears over to the President Biden auto pen, executive orders, pardons, the
right.
whole lot of it. The president, Donald Trump, has said they're null and void. He's made it so. So there's a lot of executive authority crashing in together right now in this moment. Does the president, the current president, have the right to nullify the pardons that were signed by Joe Biden's auto pen?
Well, what I'll tell you is that we have never, ever faced a legal issue like this in the entire history of the United States. And the only way it's going to come up is if, for example, as you know, Biden commuted the sentences of many individuals who were in federal prison. If the Federal Bureau of Prisons tries to go and pick up these individuals and say, your commutation's been reversed, and we're putting you back in prison, well, then the case will end up in the federal courts, and they will then decide whether or not Trump had the ability to do this. And like I said, this issue has never come up in our entire history.
I feel like all of our conversations, Hans, are unprecedented. Every week we talk about something, we're like, we've never been here before. And we're here again with something that we've never been here before for. So it's kind of wild. Jack Smith now has been subpoenaed for a deposition with the House Judiciary Committee.
Right.
Fox News is reporting on this, that Chairman Jordan has directed Smith to appear before the committee on December 17th, according to a copy of the subpoena. What are we going to get out of Jack Smith? And can he just say, hey, I'm not going to do that?
Well, if he said...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo, it'll create a custom website, it'll write social posts for you, and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Eddie wasn't going to respond to the subpoena. Then what would happen is Congress would they would hold a vote to hold him in contempt, and then they would refer that over to the U.S. Justice Department and ask them to criminally enforce that contempt citation. Annie, do you doubt that this Justice Department would do that?
No.
I think they would jump at the chance to enforce it. So I have no doubt Smith will show up, but is he going to actually answer any questions, or is he constantly going to claim that confidential and attorney privileged communications, for example, that he had inside the Justice Department, that he can't answer those questions? So I think they're probably going to have a real struggle to get him to actually provide any factual information when they ask him questions.
Yeah, you know, and I think too that the name Jack Smith has been a part of this timeline for quite some time. He's been involved in a lot.
Right.
The latest information being his association with the wiretapping, the spying on those Republican senators, a few congressmen, is my recollection. So what would this subpoena, if he shows up as he said he's going to do? What are they going to be asking him just about this? Is that a broad subpoena? Can they ask him anything while he's there and under oath?
Yes, they can ask him anything. And the point of getting him in for a deposition, not for a public hearing, is that, remember, public hearings, each legislator only gets 5 minutes. And so you really can't do the kind of cross-examination that needs to be done to get real information out of a witness. When they hold a deposition, what that means is that the lawyers for the committee will be questioning him just in the same way that on the old Perry Mason show, Perry Mason would be cross-examining the witnesses. That's what happens in a deposition, and that's how it's very different from a public hearing where a witness appears.
We're speaking with Hans von Spakovsky with the Heritage Foundation, their senior legal fellow. As we wrap up here, and we're getting close to completing the first year of President Donald Trump's second term, the legal challenges at every turn that this administration continues to face have been exhausting. I'm sure that it frustrates the Trump administration, but they had to anticipate it. They had to know that this was going to continue, of course, throughout the campaign, trying to keep him out of ever running again. That didn't work. They convicted him. That didn't stop him. It didn't stop the American people either. And now, of course, as he's trying to execute the office of the presidency, they're doing it again. How do you rate this administration's ability to get done what they campaigned on in the midst of great judicial challenge at every turn?
Yeah, Pam Bondi recently estimated that they've had almost 600 lawsuits filed against them, which is that's also unprecedented. We've never had that happen. They've lost a number of these cases in the lower courts, but that's frankly because of very liberal, I think, left-wing rogue judges. They have had almost over 90% win rate at the U.S. Supreme Court. In other words, when these nutty rulings by these lower courts actually get to the Supreme Court, almost always on emergency appeals, the Supreme Court keeps stopping what these lower courts are doing. So far, you know, Bondi's been doing a pretty good job, and so has the Justice Department.
Yeah, and I look around the people who President Trump has appointed, or I guess say nominated, and then, of course, been approved to be in his cabinet. He does seem to have hit a very, very high good batting average this time around with this cabinet of having loyalists surrounding him that are going to continue to back him up.
Yeah, he learned his lesson from the first term, didn't he?
He sure did. Well, Hans, we appreciate you as always. Thank you for being with us. Always something new to talk about with you. It's why we're glad you're always here with us.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Hans von Spakovsky is a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, host of Case in Point. It's the legal show for regular people. I encourage you to check out that podcast. All right, let's take a quick break. The YouTube live chat poll for today. Which party's future leadership is more in disarray? Now, I'm taking Trump out of the equation here. So you can't be like, oh, Donald Trump's the leader of the Republican Party and he's doing great. No, I'm talking about the future of each party, because Donald Trump is going to cease to be the person who is about America's future. We're going to have to find somebody who's going to pick up the mantle and be able to be even a fraction of successful as he's been at creating a new coalition. There's a lot of dissension right now in the ranks of House members in Congress. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's stepping down at the beginning of January. There's another representative on the Republican side of the aisle who's saying, you know what, I think maybe I'm going to get with MTG and do what she's doing. And they blame Mike Johnson. Who's that representative? We'll talk about it next. Don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.